On Midwest Week, the Nabi Zoo tries to win back its accreditation. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Sarah Hayden, reporter for the Dispatch and Argus. So in general, Sarah, to get started, why does accreditation matter? Why do we care?
Well, AZA-accredited zoos usually have better access to conservation funding programs, grants, and animals that are included as part of the species survival plan. And what that means is they're able to trade animals easier for breeding purposes. Now, they're not prevented from trading animals right now. As we know, they recently swapped out their Amur leopard with another zoo. But it does allow them a broader access to more animals to add to their collection.
Okay. So when did Nabi lose its accreditation and why?
Well, they lost the accreditation in 2012, and the two big reasons were low staffing levels, poor record keeping, and I think that zoo inspectors were a little appalled at the elephant enclosure. It was very bare. They had very minimal animal enrichment activities for the zoo's elephants. And as we know, since then, the elephants have been transferred to a zoo in Arkansas.
So that part of it's been taken care of. What about staffing? Do they looking for a certain number of people per visitor or per animal or exhibit? Or how do they measure these things, I wonder?
Well, when the AZA report came back last week, that happened during their annual conference that took place in New Orleans. According to the AZA report, Nabi is not suffering in terms of animal welfare or staffing. So that was the good news. Mm-hmm. They were not concerned about animal welfare. They do have enough keepers now to make sure that the animals are taken care of. However, their main concern and the reason why they didn't get their accreditation back is there are some antiquated exhibits in their terms. And Zoo Director Lee Jackson said that they have old exhibits that they need to modernize according to AZA standards.
So starting from 2012, aside from moving the elephants, what sorts of things did the zoo do? I mean, it ramped up the staffing. What other things can we point to that were a result of all this?
Well, they've made some overall improvements. They did improve their record keeping. They do have increased staffing. They added additional animal enrichment activities. So in other words, in the monkey enclosures, they can climb vertically. Mm-hmm. There are more activities for the monkeys to do. Just overall improvements throughout the zoo. As part of the accreditation process, the zoo also came up with a 10-year master plan in an attempt to get their AZA accreditation back. And that also played a role into it. Although it did help, it wasn't enough to get the accreditation back.
Okay. Were zoo officials surprised at not getting accreditation? Was this something they expected or were tremendously disappointed or what?
Well, according to my interviews with them, Jeff Craver, who is the Rock Island County Forest Preserve District Director, said that he was not overly surprised with the decision. Now, the AZA told them they don't have a lot of correction or significant concern on their part, and that they did come a long way since the previous decision. So while they weren't surprised, I know that they were still disappointed. But the good news out of the AZA critique is that now they know specifically what they need to work on in order to reapply. And their intent is to reapply for accreditation 2 years from now.
Okay. Now, you mentioned updating exhibits. Wasn't financing a part of the plan that the zoo needs to do for the future?
That's true. Another portion of the denial was the fact that they don't have a long-term capital funding plan in place. Now, that is something that 2 years from now they hope to have up and running. And the big portion of that is that they are in the process right now of creating a zoo foundation that will allow for them to build a significant fund that will draw interest and allow them to earn some more money. So they need to have that reliable source of capital funding in place as another piece of the puzzle to get their AZA accreditation back.
Has anyone said why they haven't done this already? I mean, there's been sort of a volunteer board and things like that. It would seem like years ago, they should have set up something like this, I suppose.
Well, they do have a community advisory board, and some of those members will be members of the foundation board as well. Now, they have had the Niobe Zoological Society, but that group has been dormant for the last year and a half. However, they are sitting on about $1 million in funds, and I believe that they have told the zoo that they would transfer that money into the foundation once the foundation has been established. Now, in terms of that process, I know that they are receiving pro bono legal counsel to go through the process of setting up the 501(c) foundation, because it does require some legal expertise to do that. So that's to their benefit. And in fact, it's the former Rock Island mayor, Mark Schwiebert, who is providing those services for free to the zoo.
Okay, so the Zoological Society is going to turn over the money it's raised through the years. Okay.
So they've said. I haven't seen anything in writing, but again, Kai Swanson, who is the Forest Preserve District Commission president, has said that the society, it's their money, it's theirs to do as they wish, but they have indicated that they're willing to turn those funds over to the foundation once the foundation has been set up.
Okay. Now, as a visitor to Niobe Zoo, would accreditation or not make a difference to me? I mean, would I notice in some way that it's an accredited zoo or not?
No, I don't think that you would really notice. They do a good job keeping the zoo nice and clean. The exhibits look nice. Now, just to be clear, a lot of people visit zoos, and you would have no idea if it's AZA accredited or not. Just to clarify, fewer than 10% of zoos in aquariums in the country have that AZA accreditation. So it actually is more rare than people realize. Mm-hmm. So out of roughly 4,000 facilities, only 230 zoos have that AZA accreditation. So it's really quite an elite status to earn.
Yeah, it just seems, I didn't realize that until I read your story, that there's so few that have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me of some of the cities and police departments and fire departments in this area that have gone for national accreditation, you know, hoping that would improve what they do and they could use national expertise to do better.
Mm-hmm.
What's next for the zoo? Well, do we talk to Lee Jackson and Jeff Craver and everybody? Are there some steps that they're going to do right now along with, you know, setting up the 501(c)(3)?
Well, like I said, they are in the process of setting up that foundation. Other than getting the foundation created, the other steps they're taking to improve the zoo is the AZA, when they did their on-site visit, it was a very intense 3-day on-site visit where they interviewed all of the zookeepers, all of the staff. One thing they didn't like is that there are chain link fences around several of the animal enclosures. So they need to update the exhibits with to modern zoological standards. And what that means is today's exhibits are made out of glass or fiberglass barriers, and those are preferred over the chain link fences and iron bars, which is what the zoo has right now around the big cats enclosures and including the smaller palace cats.
Okay. And remind us once again, when can the zoo reapply or try for this again?
They're going to reapply in 2 years.
And they should have all of this set up by then. Fences gone, you know, fundraising foundation set up, all that, we hope.
I think so. They feel confident that 2 years is the time that they need to get it done. And again, you know, the AZA application process is very lengthy and rigorous, according to what Lee Jackson told me. You know, for example, the application they turned in this month was 35 pages long, and it included more than 500 attachments. So it's a very thorough and detailed process. And I know that Niobe Zoo Director Lee Jackson put a lot of time and effort into getting that done.